Rock and Roll Football on Absolute Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Rock and Roll Football podcast, where my co-host today is Mr. Chris Skull.
Great to be here. I love it.
You say that, but this is quite an offensive edition of the show.
As we will hear, it doesn't get that offensive because you never call me Deirdre Barlow, which I think is the high watermark for insults.
I didn't think it was that bad.
My way.
This will all make sense in a few minutes' time. But we talk about times we got slapped. Obviously, if you saw the Everton-Man United game, you know why we're talking about this. But then we do talk about insults.
Insult. Whiskey, the nonsense of whiskey.
But you were kind of unleashed in this show in a way that I've never seen you before. You were sort of 5 pints in.
I'll tell you what, I've been eating these fizzy strawberry sweets, this muffin, I'm on my second coffee, I had a fizzy orange, I'm absolutely off my lid.
You're wired, that's what
it is.
Yeah,
wired.
You're hyperactive.
Flying. And the goals in this, just, what a day for goals.
High on coffee and goals. So were you, as a kid, would your mum stop you drinking sugary drinks or anything that had vivid colours?
No, the opposite. I had...
She wanted you to drink.
I used to drink in a bottle in Essex, a cup of tea in a bottle with 3 sugars in it, in a bottle. This is like great, yeah?
You're working on a site.
Yeah. And I used to have Ribena in a bottle, like, not like...
What, in a flask?
No, like a bottle, like a baby bottle. I'd have Ribena.
And you'd have a cup of tea?
And a cup of tea with 3 sugars in
what
it.
What age were you when you were doing that?
Like 3, 4, 5. That's some of my earliest
crazy
memories.
And your parents, what? You were demanding this, or your parents...
No, they foisted upon me. Yeah.
I just want to say, your mum and dad have done a phenomenal job. Because that is such a good drink. But also, there's a level of sophistication to it. It's tea.
What,
it's
tea?
It's not just Coca-Cola, you know. There's...
You would imagine giving a kid, like 4 years old, a cup of tea now.
That's 3 sugars.
With 3 sugars in. It's... Matt is absolutely crackers.
People would phone social services.
Ribena as well. You wouldn't give that, would you? Like, my kids just have water. I don't think I had a glass of water until I was like 28. Did you?
I've always loved water. No one ever believed it's my favourite drink.
Yeah,
I'm obsessed with water. I think it's phenomenal.
I would only have squash, Ribena, tea.
I'd have weak apple juice because my mum thought that, and she was probably right, that, you know, cordial, etc. was bad for my eczema.
Yeah.
Lots of E numbers and things back then. So I just had very weak apple juice. Water was preferable.
Yeah.
Because there is a minimum cordial level. If you go above it and it's too sweet, syrupy. But if you drop below it, actually, you don't really detect the sugar. It's quite a bitter taste.
Yeah.
When it's just almost homeopathic levels of cordial. It's a miserable experience. She used to make me spaghetti bolognese without any tinned tomatoes in it. So it'd just be mince. Because anything that the doctor told her that anything with like vivid colours was bad for my eczema.
My dad, he thinks his speciality is spaghetti bolognese. The man cannot cook a spaghetti bolognese. I've been put off spaghetti bolognese for life. Like, I've eaten one since I left home.
Tell me about his. What's wrong with it?
My dad's always like, oh, my special ingredient is I put bits of bacon in it. It's like,
okay.
He boils the pasta so the spaghetti is just so mushy.
That's stupid.
The mince is just, it's slight. It doesn't take the fat out of it, so it's well slimy.
Oh, you get that sheen
yeah,
around your lips.
It's never quite tomato-y enough. No salt, no pepper.
It doesn't season it.
Not even seasoned.
Any oregano?
No oregano. Mate, oregano?
He's finely chopping the onions and the garlic?
No, chunks of onion.
Idiot.
Chunks.
I'm sorry, and I'm sure he's a lovely man, but his cooking style is idiotic. So I bet he's not finely chopping any celery in there either,
mate,
to give it that
no
rich.
Garlic. No garlic either. Forget it.
This is crazy. But the family must tell him when it's cooked, Dad, this just is not good enough, this is not pleasant, we've got sheens around our mouths.
Do you know what? He did like a Darren Brown job on the whole family, because he would just keep telling us again and again, this is my speciality, this is really good. And so you're being told it's good. So you're like, oh, I don't like it, but everyone around here is talking about it being good.
Clever.
Yeah,
a good propagandist.
Brown. Yeah, it's propagandist. It was a cult of, it's a cult of bolognese personality.
The Netflix needs to do a limited series about your dad.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy the show. Let's all just reflect on Spag Bol.
Yeah.
We'll see you on the other side.
Brace yourselves. It's time for the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
This is Rock and Roll Football on Absolute Radio with Matt Ford and Chris Skull. Scully, the early kick-offs of the Championship.
Leicester 1, Sheffield United 3, Portsmouth a 1-0 down at home to Bristol City, and it's Stoke 1, Hull City 1.
We'll keep you updated on those and all the 3 o'clock kick-offs. And it's live! Scully, it's so good to have you back.
Good to be back. I love it here. Great
Do you really?
Cakes. Great cakes.
That's the only reason.
Yeah.
Because I give you treats.
Yeah, and there's a nice shop next door. Got an fizzy orange drink. It couldn't be going better, personally.
Like a child. Yeah. Do you know what? I feel like your stepdad.
Yeah.
Or like your real dad. Yeah, and I just get to see you at weekends. And the only reason you come is because I give you cake. But he's here till five, legally contracted, and here to preview today's red hot Premier League action. It's Chris Skull.
Before we crack into today's preview, let's just pause and reflect that Bruce Springsteen's breakthrough album, Born to Run, has just turned 50 years old. And you can't start a preview. You can't start a preview without a Farker. Struggling Daniel Farker, boss of Leeds United, who's on his way to the Etihad, where the hungry hearts of Manchester City will be aiming to bounce back after defeat to Newcastle last week. It's City v Leeds from three. Pep, in particular, will be looking to save face after tussling with that camera man last week. Ooh. You might in fact say he's outlaw Pep. He's outlaw Pep. Can you hear me? Elsewhere, AFC Bournemouth have taken the Thunder Road north to Sunderland. The Cherries still beaming off their fluky and totally undeserved point against the mighty Hammers last week. Sunderland could jump into the Champions League spots with victory from three. Imagine that. The Mackhams in the Champions League. Glory days. Well, there, pass you by. Glory days. Burnley head to the Badlands of Brentford this afternoon. The Clarets arriving, having lost every league game since the middle of October. Will it be Radio Nowhere or Radio Somewhere outside of the drop zone for Scott Parker's men this afternoon? And what of the evening kickoffs at 5:30? Newcastle United will head down by the River Mersey to the Hill Dickinson Stadium to take on Everton. And tonight should be entertaining. Why? Because tonight belongs to Tottenham. Because tonight belongs to us, who do enjoy some Spurs misfortune as they take on Fulham at eight. Spurs smashed by PSG in the week, winless in their last three. Thomas Frank has got the boys playing like they're dancing in the dark. 40. And I,
this
for one,
is magic.
Can't wait to watch. In the Championship, we have a lunchtime kickoff. Leicester host the resurgent Sheffield United, who have two wins on the bounce. Can the Blades reach the secret garden of mid-table obscurity? They might. It's 3-1 to Sheffield United. And good old Frankie Lampard is working on a dream called Coventry City. The Sky Blues were 10 points clear at the top of the Championship table this morning. They can stretch that lead as they take on an outformed Charlton Athletic. We'll cover it all for you this afternoon. Come on, 40. Tramps like us, baby, we were born to run. Oh. Absolute Radio Rock and Roll and Football.
Oh, Scully. Oh. He's exhausted. He's gone full Springsteen. Giving out tickets to striking miners. Scully is going to be presenting Rock and Roll Football till midnight.
Springsteen does go long, doesn't he?
He goes long.
He does long go ball. Long.
He likes it old school. There's a goal, Scully.
Yes, at the King Power. Sheffield United were 3-1 up, but Jordan James just pulled one back for Leicester. It's 3-2 now with about 5 minutes left.
Absolute thriller in the Championship. So I had some good personal news yesterday.
Oh, go on.
I got the results of my latest scan.
Oh, wow.
I get one every 6 months. I go into an MRI machine and they scan my body and see if there's any cancer left. It was clear.
Yes.
That's good, isn't it?
This is great.
I mean, it would be a terrible way to break it to you. And it's returned.
Well, I thought, when you started telling me, I thought, this can only be good news.
This can only be good news. But the problem is, you come out and then obviously you're in a waiting room where there are other people there, so you can't, like, skip out of the place. Kind of have to, you know, correctly just have a neutral expression.
Do they tell you there and then?
Well, how do you mean?
Did you say you had the MRI?
Oh, no. So I had the MRI a few weeks ago.
Oh, right. And then there's the results.
Then
right,
you go and get the results. Right. And then you have to...
Right.
They take you straight away.
That's great.
Yeah, my oncologist, he doesn't muck about. He doesn't do any of that drama stuff.
Like
even before I sit down, he just says, it's clear, you're fine. I just go, yes. I'm just talking about football for 15 minutes. Which is obviously great. But that was a relief, because it does cross your mind. You think, oh, boy. Don't tell me that. Can I appeal?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's great. So how did you celebrate? What did you do after?
I went for a pub lunch.
Lovely.
Yeah, me and my wife went to this great pub. It was a ham and chicken and carrot pie. Creamy pie with chips and cabbage. A couple of beers.
I mean, if I got that kind of sensational news that you had, I think I wouldn't just go pie.
What would you have?
A seasonal Tudor pie.
Well, what's wrong with that? That's fantastic.
What would I have?
I've not had a pie for ages.
You've got to go champagne. You've got to go caviar.
Okay, I had one glass of champagne, but I'm allergic to caviar.
Okay. That's that rule now.
I can't believe you're tearing apart my survivor's meal.
Oh, it's just a parochial survivor's meal. You've got to go big. Haven't you? I'm talking fireworks in the street.
What does this, what
you
aiming them at
wild,
people?
Strip off, run down the high street.
Put a flare at the Jackson, yeah, run down
it.
Towards
this is England.
Do you know what? You're right. Right, I'm out of here. I'm going to go and do it. We've got a final score in the Championship, Scully.
Got a few final scores. Ooh. Leicester 2, Sheffield United 3. That's Sheffield United's third win in a row. Portsmouth 0, Bristol City 1, Stoke 1, and a last-minute winner for Hull. They beat Stoke 2-1. And then League 1, they've got a couple of full-times here. Blackpool 0, Reading 3, Stockport 1, Barnsley 1.
It's the most animated I've ever seen you about the Championship. Is it because you're going to be in it next year?
Oh, how dare you! How dare you?
Come on. Doomed.
No way.
Doomed.
Nah. Leeds are gone. Burnley going.
Wolves are gone. Wolves are toast. Sorry, yeah. Wolves.
Yeah. My team, West Ham.
My team, West Ham. Oh, in 66. Emmers.
Now we've got our manager, Nuno. He's at a big club. Finally, I think he can really kick on.
Mm. Okay. Time for the roundup of the best clips of the week. This is Clipbait. So many managers are media trained these days, and they evade direct questions, not Thomas Frank. This is so admirable, it's mad.
5 months ago when you got the job, I spoke to you, and you said to me, the only certainty you can absolutely be certain of is that you will lose games, which you are now doing.
I promised that. I succeeded.
Promise delivered. A man of his word.
Very frank, if you will.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah?
Well
this
done.
This is Radio 4, isn't it?
Everton. Everton in the week, my word. Everton against Man United, and that scrap between the two players. Apparently, Everton manager David Moyes was happy with it.
What's going through your mind when that happens and you see the red card for one of your players in that kind of incident?
Well, I couldn't understand it because I don't think Emdy would really have expected that. Supposedly, Anthony Taylor told me by the letter of the law, you know, if you raise your arm, then you could get sent off. I get that. But I don't think there was anybody else in the stadium who probably would have thought there was anything in it. I quite like it when my players have a bit of a brawl and a fight with each other because it shows they care, shows they want to do better, you know, demands on players. And if we hadn't had that in the game tonight for long periods, demands and making sure we put each other under pressure to do the right thing, we might not have got a result.
Nonsense. Go. That is nonsense, isn't it? When a manager says, I like it when my players are scrapping. No manager likes it when their players are scrapping.
I like it when they're violent. It shows to me that they respect each other and they beat the life out of each other. To another football manager now, probably the happiest manager in all of England.
8 goals in the league under you. The great entertainers.
Well, as if by magic. No, I don't think it's quite that easy. I like them boring 1-0s, trust me. Them clean sheets, them 1-0s, they'll do me. But no, it's great for the fans. And it's another step, though. I reminded the players, they said another day off tomorrow, Gaffer. I said, I don't think so. They know, they're learning quickly.
The last thing you said to me was, I won't be back in, I'll be back in the studio with you next week. So
it's Forest, isn't it? That badge, isn't it? Never got a chance to play in the kit. I'm certainly wearing it now.
Oh, what it means to him.
I love that. You must be so happy to have a manager. It means so much to him to manage that football club.
And he's getting the results.
Yeah.
Thrashed Liverpool, thrashed Malmo. What a week. Dominant in England, dominant abroad. Sounding like a nationalist now. Got to be careful. Callum Hudson-Odoi in the run-up to the game. I don't know. Do you think he finds the fact that Sean Dyche... Does he think Sean Dyche is old? That's the question I'm asking you.
Sean, finally for me, just obviously this game. You know, 1979... and all that. I presume it's too early for you to sort of remember the game.
No, I remember the goal. Everyone remembers that one. Trevor Francis backstick rolling across the shot put ring, I think it was, on a red grass or whatever it's called in them tartan, I believe tartan track. So yeah, I remember that. Well, you laugh now, so old I am, and I ain't thinking how old the gaffer is. No, so I think the club are doing proud, you know, both sides, you know, for remembrance of a big day for both clubs, of course, but certainly for Nottingham Forest Football Club, that's without a doubt.
I don't want this all to be about Forest, yeah. But this amazing clip of a Liverpool fan ranting about their demolition, Forest demolition of them, and then halfway through, joins in with something.
As soon as we conceded that first goal, we were just normal, and I'm glad. Liverpool.
Oh, I want that one again. It's my favourite.
As soon as we conceded that first goal, we were just normal, and I'm glad. Liverpool.
It's like he's been hypnotised. What a guy. Yeah. Oh, that was this week's clip, mate. Of course, dominated by Forrest.
Glorious Forrest.
Oh, man, it was probably one of the best weeks to be a Forrest fan. Oh, beat Liverpool away, beat Man at home, 3-0 both times, clean sheets, victories, points, happiness. What more do you want out of life? Are you slightly jealous?
No, look, we're on a course to be all right. But I think what I love about the Forest story at the minute is Sean Dyche. He's a Forest man. He lives in Nottingham. He never got the chance to wear that badge as a player, but now,
that
like
crest,
I said,
wearing it now, right,
wearing it now.
That crest.
Oh. He's a meat and potatoes manager, but my God,
oh man,
is it well seasoned?
Oh yes. And that works both ways. Lovely wordplay. Yeah, that's clip.
Thank you.
We did have one extra clip for clipbait. We ran out of time for, but it's too good to not use. I obviously used that Liverpool guy twice. This is Wayne Rooney talking about a TV icon that he despises.
Just go to Butlins with the boxing club.
Skegness.
Brilliant. Just love it.
What was the entertainment like?
Mr. Tumble's there.
Is he?
You know Mr. Tumble.
I hate Mr. Tumble.
And his did you meet Mr. Tumble?
No, his dress room was next to me. Justin, his name was in him.
Yeah.
And the reason I hate him, I don't hate him because of him and what he does, is I've had to sit through it four times. So with every kid.
That's the collab we need, Wayne Rooney and Mr. Tumble.
I've been through him four times. And it's got to a point now where I just can't. He's the reason I got the snip.
Will it?
I couldn't have another kid to go through it again.
That's your headline. Mr. Tumble made me have the snip, Wayne Rooney.
Oh, my word. Rooney had a vasectomy.
Because of Mr. Tumble.
Yeah. It's a big question to ask you live on it. Have you had the vasectomy?
No, I haven't.
Is that ethical for me to ask?
I haven't watched enough.
It's too late now.
I haven't watched enough Tumble, apparently.
Have you thought about it? I mean,
yeah,
I don't know why I'm asking you this. This is so unethical.
No,
have
this
you ever
is
considered?
No, it's fine, yeah. Okay. Of course I've thought about it. I haven't done it yet. But lots of men my age, our age, getting into it, getting it done.
Getting it done.
I understand.
I'll tell you what I'm into.
I thought it was a big ordeal. One of my mates had it recently. He's in and out in like an hour and a half. It's like a haircut.
Yeah, that's why I had a vasectomy.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast. Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Rock and Roll Football on Absolute Radio with Matt Ford and Chris Skull. The 3 o'clocks are only just underway and already goals flying in the Premier League.
10 minutes gone. Manchester City 1, Leeds 0, Phil Foden. And at the Stadium of Light, it's Sunderland 0, Bournemouth 1.
Foden after 1 minute. Incredible. It could be one of the fastest, well, definitely one of the fastest Premier League goals of all time.
Has he hit it? I mean, how's it gone in?
Let's find out. I'll text him now and see what he says. Now, you may have seen him midweek, Everton, Man United. It's one of those moments where it's not quite at the level of the Cantona Kung Fu kick, but when your phone's going off and I was like, what's going on? And I'd missed it. So it's like, we're going to have to watch second half and I want to see the fallout. But Gay slaps Keane. To be fair, when you watch it back, Keane shoves him a couple of times. What's obviously unusual is they're both on the same team. Keane towers over him, shoves him a couple of times. Now, I'm not saying he deserves to be slapped in the face, but he's not blameless.
When I heard about it, I thought, oh, great, here we go. Bowyer and Dyer, they're going to have a proper scrap. You watch it, you're like, oh, come on. I was a bit disappointed. I want to see a scrap.
Part of you thinks, if you are going to slap your teammate, go for it. Because you're going to get a red card anyway. Like,
Swing
from
in
the hip. Yeah. Really let him know. Obviously, we do not condone slapping on Rock and Roll Football. When was the last time you were slapped? Text us on 8-12-15. I've been trying to think this. I think the last time I got slapped in the face, it must be like 20 years ago, maybe more.
Slap, though. An open hand slap.
In a pub in Lincolnshire. And I think... I told someone that they looked like Deirdre Barlow, and I did not mean it as an insult. She just slapped me right round the face. I was like, oh, I didn't mean it as an insult. It was all over very quickly.
You can't say you look like Deirdre
Barlow. No, I didn't just approach someone.
Even in the mid-80s or whatever it would have been, Deirdre Barlow's pomp, that would never have been a punk compliment.
Anyway, I said she looked like Deirdre Barlow. Deirdre Barlow slapped me around the face.
You shouldn't. You should have said next. Well, at least I didn't say Ken Barlow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Chinned me. Tools would have got involved. Also, I was like in the middle of Lincolnshire. I was like, I'm on away turf here. I don't know what the rules are. Especially when you're a city boy in rural waters. You think, oh, man. Yeah. Got to be careful here. Although, obviously, most people that are men in Lincolnshire have not slapped me. They're good people. They work hard. They love their country. Scully, when was the last time you got slapped?
I've never been slapped.
I cannot believe it. With a face
I'm
like
not
that.
I'm walking around telling people they look like Deirdre Barlow.
Fair point. Fair point.
But I did slap my best mate at the when I was about 8 or 9 at the Christmas party at Scouts at bowling. Because I wanted to put in his name, instead of Malachi, I wanted to put in Fathead. And I actually typed it in and saved it. And I don't know if you've been bowling, but you know you can't change it once it's in.
It's in.
He pushed me and I slapped him back. And we made up 5 minutes later because we were both, his dad was giving us a lift home.
Okay, so it was
so it was all forgotten
tactical.
About.
Tactical.
That was 1992. It's all been forgotten now.
Until now. We dredged it back up, this traumatic incident.
Hey, look, let's move on.
Let's move on. You sounded drunk.
When you said moron, I was like, what have I done?
Chris. Yeah, please. I was talking to myself.
Big goals. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
City is still 1-0 up against Leeds. Bournemouth, I think it's Tyler Adams, he's just scored one of the goals of the season, potentially. They're 2-0 up against Sunderland. If we go into the Championship, tear up your accumulators. Charlton are leading 1-0 away to Coventry.
Wow.
No one saw this coming. And Sheffield Wednesday, bottom of the league, but they're 2-1 up against Preston.
Wrexham losing 1-0 at home as well. Norwich 1-0 with QPR. It's going mad.
It's gone mad. The goals. The goals are... Swansea are 2-0 up.
The goals.
17 minutes.
The goals.
There's goals all over the country. I'm looking at this screen. It's like full times.
I'm looking at
full times.
I love how happy you are about life. Do you notice anything different about me?
Yeah, you've got a bit of a glow.
Do you think?
Yeah, why, what's going on? And your jumper?
No, I got a haircut this morning.
Have you? What, you come out looking like that?
Yeah, yeah. That's my haircut.
What do you ask for to get that?
Well, actually, I asked the barber. I said, what sort of haircut would suit my head shape?
Off my head.
And do you know what? It was partly because I knew I was seeing you, because I always get a haircut. And you always... One, you tell me that I live in an old people's home.
You do live in an old people's
home. I live in an old development that is classy.
All your neighbours are quite old.
The majority are older than me, yes.
Yeah, it's got the vibe of an old people's home.
It hasn't. There's no red strings.
I haven't looked hard enough, but I'll take your word for it.
But sometimes your words resonate, and I thought, I do need to just get a proper haircut. Now, I've not gone trendy.
No. We can agree on that.
Oh, you scumbag.
It's too long on top.
Do you think?
The problem with a haircut is you want to look fresh. You want to look like, you know, take a few inches off.
I just want to
see a bit of scalp, maybe.
Sounds like you vasectomy earlier. I would just want to... I just want a cut and a shape that suits my head.
So what did you say? You said
otherwise,
kind of
I just get a skinhead every time. I don't know, it's just about value for money. I'd be like, skin me off.
Scalp me.
I beg your pardon. That means a crew cut where I'm from. And then, yeah, I'll let it grow back like a crest head. But I wanted something that suited my head shape. You don't think I've got that?
No, I don't think. I think it's too long on top. What do you usually get? Is this a new barber's?
Yeah, I've gone to a different place.
I've had the same head. I've had two hairdressers in my life, the same one currently since 2012. Don't mess about. Find your guy. Stick to it. Not producer Matt's nodding. This is what you need to do. You can't be running around town
running around town,
getting opinions from different hairdressers.
I wasn't doing it like I was shopping on Christmas Eve. There was no panic. I pre-booked it. I looked at some Google reviews. You're saying it's fine. And he used powder on my head instead of wax or putty.
Where is this in a hairdresser's or behind, like in an alleyway?
It was a proper groomer.
I've never had talcum powder like thrown into my hair at the
end. No, it's like styling powder. See, you're not the cool one anymore. You just don't like it because you're usually the stylish one with a good haircut, and now the tables are turned.
I don't know. Well, are you going to grow it out then? Are you going to keep going?
I think I'm going to try and get it cut once a month. I just need to stay on top of it. It gets tufty around my ears.
Yeah. What's your usual rhythm?
I leave it a couple of months. I'm lazy. I'm just like, until it gets to the point where it's annoying me, then I'll get it cut.
Yeah. I think you should go really tight on the side. I think like Beckham, 2002 World Cup, really tight on the sides. Just not quite a mohawk, but a bit of interest through the top.
Interest?
Yes. It's a bit of something visually stimulating. Down the middle.
I'm not an exhibition. Anyway, it's gone down very bad. I thought you'd... do you know what? I came out of that barber's thinking, Chris Scott's going to love this. And my little heart is now broken. More goals, Dyson!
How
Scully!
Dare you?
Oh, no!
That is a red card.
Oh, no.
That is a red card.
I used my ex's name. No.
Oh. Shame on you.
Dyson, that, come on.
For that, you're not getting the scores. All right, you are getting the scores.
Oh, thanks.
Manchester City, a 2-0 up against Leeds. Josep Gvardiol on the score sheet. And Sunderland have got one back against Bournemouth. It's 2-1 to Bournemouth. Tell you what, to break the tension, I've got Josep Gvardiol just scored for Manchester City against Leeds. Do you want my Josep Gvardiol story?
I'd love that, yeah.
So I went to Oasis in the summer.
Excellent.
And I was lucky enough to be invited and go watch it in a box.
Lovely.
And the guy who organised the box said to me, oh, there's some interesting people in the box with you today. Will Champion, the drummer from Coldplay, and his family. And then also, all the Man City players who couldn't go to the Manchester gigs.
Oh, so, boy!
Yeah, and so they all filed in, and Josep Gvardiol was sat next to me.
And what was he like?
The nicest guy. Like, I've met a lot of footballers in my life. He used... just a level above, really smartly dressed, smelled amazing, was very polite, was like even like doing rounds for everyone else in the bar. He was like, well, we had a little bar, and he was like, oh, do you want to get you some drinks? Very kind. Ruben Diaz interrupted a few conversations. A little bit spiky personality.
What, spoke over people?
Just spoke over people.
In a nasty way?
In a kind of, I'm the boss. Like, obviously within the city...
So like, no, that's not right. That sort of thing.
Yeah, no, he'd just come... If you were chatting to someone, he'd just come into your conversation and ask you something.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's wrong with Ruben Diaz?
I know.
8, 12, 15. but Gvardiol was pleasant.
Gvardiol was honestly one of the nicest people I've ever
met. What about during the gig?
Yeah, lovely.
But was he...
So the City players could have gone down to watch the Oasis gig right from the front, or they had the option for the box. They went down there and they thought it was a bit too real for them.
Really?
It was a bit too rough. So they went up to the box, but then they got a bit drunk... They were drinking JDs and Cokes.
Oh, that's pathetic.
And then they, like, towards the end of the gig, I think they got a bit brave and they went back down. That was it. They were in there, in the mosh pit.
Can't they drink JD and Coke?
Yeah, that's what they were all drinking, yeah, JD and Coke.
Maybe that's less calories than...
I don't know, yeah.
10 beers. Oh, what a shame. No offence to people who drink JD and Coke. But you're like,
it's a bit of a 90s drink, isn't it?
Very 90s.
I don't really feel like people drink JD and Coke anymore.
Well, the Man City squad do.
Yeah.
Do you still drink JD and Coke? Text us on 81215. Rock and roll football on Absolute Radio with Matt Ford and Chris Skull, and there are goals in the second halves already.
Yes, there are. Are there? Oh, yeah. Coventry are 2-1 up against
like Chris
Charlton
Kamara.
Now. Norwich leading, QPR 3-1 at Carrow Road. Sheffield Wednesday still 2-1 ahead over Preston in the Premier League. It's Brentford 0, Burnley 0, City 2. Leeds 1, Liverpool 1 back, and Sunderland 1, Bournemouth 2.
We're talking about JD and Coke.
Yeah.
A few minutes ago, someone there says, my 30-year-old son Tom loves JD and Coke, especially JD and Cherry Coke.
I like that. I can imagine that's nice.
But
the frisson of cherry and Coke.
Whiskey drinkers would say that any mixer is heresy.
Yeah.
And that JD itself is. It's a double crime.
I'm gonna put my head above the parapet here.
Yeah, you know what happens when you do that?
I don't believe people who say they like whiskey actually like whiskey.
Oh my God, what is wrong with you?
It tastes like petrol. It smells
How much petrol have you been drinking?
I've been on a forecourt, Matt. I know the smell.
I've been on a forecourt! I'm an expert. I've been on many a forecourt. I've licked many a forecourt floor.
It smells great, but you taste it and you're like, what is this? It's like cartridge ink or something. I can't believe what's the palate.
Whiskey is delicious. Let me just tell you this. It's phenomenal.
What do you enjoy about it?
The taste, the warmth. So you need to learn how to drink it. And I, without sounding...
Here we go.
Right.
Go on.
I went on a holiday to Tuscany, right? Went to a vineyard. And I was like, we live back home on an island. It's called Britain. And in the northern part of this island, they make one of the most revered drinks on the planet, Scotch whiskey. So I was like, why don't I go to distilleries and try and have the same experience that I've had at this Tuscan vineyard? When someone's there telling you what to, you know, the notes to look for. I went to a distillery, Edradour, up in Pitlochry in Perthshire. When you're there and they tell you how to drink it and effectively how to like access the flavours... It opens up a sensational world.
How to access the flavours. What are you talking about?
Because
it's
you don't know how to drink
lighter
it.
Fluid.
No, it's not, because you have to nose the whiskey first. You have to let
smell
the vapour
it.
Go into your... Yes. But
yeah,
not like get your conch right in there. You have to just let it... You gently
Percolate.
Introduce it to your skull.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So then it's in there, and then you just, you sip it, you let it just brush over the tongue, and then that's when you get vanilla, cinnamon, brown sugar, and then the warmth as it goes down, warming in your belly.
I tell you what I get. I smell it, I think, that smells nice, and then I what do you roll it over your tongue, and I get notes of, I'm drinking my own aftershave.
Of petrol, a forecourt. I'm detecting gravel.
This pen has that I've got in my mouth has leaked the ink into over my tonsils.
This is basically a hate crime against Scotland that will come out.
Do you think
that's partly what it is? Do you like haggis?
No, I tell you what, with whiskey, I like all the stuff around it. I like the culture around it. I like the oak barrel. I like the factories. I like
the
people.
Factories?
What they call it? The distilleries.
Distilleries.
I like the bottles. I like the aging process. I like all the nonsense. I'm quite into all the nonsense, but the drink itself is vile.
You're just rotty, just plain wrong. It's a deep. See, we're colleagues now, and I'm in danger of slapping you like gay slapped Keane. This is more provocative than what Keane did.
And then producer Matt will love that because it shows we care.
Exactly, yeah. It's exactly what he wants.
Yeah, the bosses of Absolute Radio high-fiving Monday morning.
What is the best insult, Matt? Apart from not swearing, the best insult you've ever heard? Text us on 8-12-15. I mean, you've insulted my hair today.
Yeah.
One of my favourite drinks. I'm a massive whiskey nut.
I've got a great Bob Monkhouse insult that's one of my favourites. I think he said it about Frank Skinner, but he might have said it about a few people. He said, Frank Skinner's a man who never let success go to his clothes.
You are such a... Firstly, I think Frank Skinner dresses very well. Secondly, it's always hair... You attack people based on their appearance.
That was Bob Monkhouse just channeling his humour through me.
Frank Skinner, Is that a sort of boilerplate Monkhouse?
Yeah.
And Skinner's like, he's had a go at me clothes. I mean, it doesn't seem very fair, you know. Anyway. Goals, Chris Scholl.
Yes, at the Stadium of Light. Sunderland have equalised against Bournemouth. 2-2.
Wow.
They were 2-0 down. And if we go into the Championship, my second team, Preston, have just pegged back Sheffield Wednesday. It's now 2-2 at Hillsborough.
You can't just drop that. Why are they your second team?
A lot of family up there.
Northern
family.
Oh, are you like? I bet they. Are you like the cocky southerner of the family?
There's a few cocky southerners. It's a mixed bag between northerners and southerners. Yeah.
You got there and take them out of their clothes and their food.
Yeah. And also, but I do like going over Deepdale. I like the...
Going over Deepdale.
Pie and mash. They have pies, right? They have meat pies. Meat pies. I'm like, what's in the pie? No one's ever been able to give me an answer.
But no one cares.
What meat is
You're
the
not
pie?
Meant to know. It's mystery meat.
Meat
it's
pie.
Fun meat.
You can't call
it's
it
magic meat.
Magic meat. Anywhere else in the world, you know the meat.
It's just meat. Just animals. And it's delicious and it's good for you and the gravy is good. Text on 8-12-15, the best insult you've ever heard that isn't swearing. Steve in Waltham Abbey says, I've seen many, and I can't use the word he uses, but let's say needles. I've seen many needles in my life, but you, sir, are a cactus.
Very good.
He likes it.
Yeah.
Kyle in Forest says, Scots love insults. One of my favourite is calling someone a moon fruit. Yeah, we moon fruit.
Scots are good at insults.
So
they?
Good. They
just when you deliver
the
it in a
head.
Scottish...
Oh, man.
When you deliver it in a Scottish accent.
Everything's cool in a Scottish accent.
Yeah.
Ali McCoy's proves it.
Yeah, Begbie.
Do you know what? I had a dream the other night that I met Alan Hansen. This is just coming back to me now, and I just kept telling him how handsome he was. I was like, Alan, what a privilege to meet you.
He said, Mark, it's great to meet you. Give us a hug.
And I hugged him. I don't know, what does that mean?
What does it mean if you're dreaming of Alan Hansen?
But
if your teeth fall out, it means you're coming into money. If you hug Alan Hansen, what's that?
Maybe that's why I got this haircut. It's slightly Hansen-esque.
No, Hansen's got a better haircut than you, I'm afraid. Hansen has always looked good. I'll tell you who doesn't. Loro. Loro, I don't think he ever got to grips with his own barnet. Loro as well. Loro is one of those guys.
Come on.
This is for the nation. Do you remember when Loro shaved off his tash?
Yeah.
He never looked the same.
No, you're right.
It was like looking at a magic eye. Like, your eye, you're like, you can't piece together what you're looking at. Loro needed a tash.
Yes, it was like a spot the difference thing. You're like, I can see that something's missing, but my brain hasn't told me what it is yet.
Yeah.
But something is deeply wrong. The biggest goal you could imagine in the Premier League.
What time is it, Fordy?
It's 16:33.
Wrong. It's drama o'clock.
Whoa!
At the Etihad, Leeds have equalised against City. City were 2-0 up and Leeds just pulled one back. Donnarumma saved a penalty and Leeds knock in the rebound. 2-2!
Wow.
What is going on?
It's drama o'clock. I've never heard that before. Have you just made that up?
Of course I've made it
up. Or did you say that at home when the kids are being naughty?
And then, well, the next song plays, I'll trademark it.
When you're disciplining your children, what sort of things do you say?
It's punishment o'clock.
Is it always o'clock?
It's respect o'clock.
It's actually 5 past punishment, Dan. respect, but do you have phrases? You too, what have I told you?
Yeah, or what I find works is a countdown. Stop doing that. 5, 4, and then that seems to...
But do you have to get into like 2.5...
No, it never gets that.
And then what if it's still going on?
Parents up and down the country will feel what I'm about to say. Christmas is a great time for getting kids to do what you want them to do.
Oh.
The threat of being on the naughty list.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
How have you used that much yet this year?
Mate, I started in like mid-October.
Talking about the naughty list.
Yeah, the naughty list, man.
And does Halloween help at all? Do you say, look, if you don't behave, those ghosts are going to get you?
You don't want to mix your messages, I don't think.
This is so good. This is why you're a comms expert. You're a phenomenal... But the message discipline is admirable.
The message discipline. You've got to get your content strategy right.
And do you tell your kids the sack of coal thing? Is that still a thing?
Well, funny enough, I said to my three-year-old the other day, what do you want for Christmas? And he said he wants an orange. And I was like, you can have something better than... And he was like, no, I just want an orange.
Is that because you only feed him junk food, though? The kid's desperate for some nutrition. I just want some vitamins, Dad.
I want some vitamin C around it.
I can't live on pie and mash. Take me to Preston. I want some veg. Absolutely incredible levels of drama.
Cancel your plans tonight. You need to watch Match of the Day. Let's start.
Brentford... Unless your plans are to watch Match of the Day.
Yeah, unless...
Don't cancel those plans.
In which case, just carry on. Brentford 1, Burnley 0. Brentford have just taken the lead. City is 2-2 with Leeds. Leeds were 2-0 down. They fought back to 2-2. Sunderland were 2-0 down to Bournemouth. They've just gone 3-2 up. There's about 13 minutes to go. I'm not even finished. We haven't even been to the Championship yet.
Look at the state
Coventry.
Of the man.
Coventry were 1-0 down to Charlton. They're 3-1 up now. Millwall have taken the lead versus Southampton 2-1. And Sheffield Wednesday 2, Preston 3. The Lilywhites have fought back.
Do you know what? You're so manic. If I was your parent, I'd say we need to get this kid less goals because it's just...
Enough.
When goals go in, he's not going to sleep tonight.
Blow up and down the country, they need to blow the whistle. We can't stand this much drama.
A balmy day in the Premier League just got balmier.
Where do you start? Let's start at Brentford. Last you heard from us, Brentford had gone 1-0 up against Burnley. Since then, Burnley equalised, then Brentford from the kickoff scored again to 2-1. They've just made it 3-1. 3-1 Brentford over Burnley. And it was City 2, Leeds 2. Phil Foden has just hit the winner, 3-2 to City. Sunderland were 2-0 down to Bournemouth. They're now 3-2 up. And comebacks all over the country, including for West Brom, who were 2-0 down to Swansea. They've just won 3-2. Preston
have
3-2 up over Sheffield Wednesday. What a day for goal.
Rock and roll football.
Podcast done.
I would occasionally in spag bowls. We hope you enjoyed the show, by the way. We just want to pick up this spag bowl chat. I would add broccoli, carrots and things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, why not? That. Bit of paprika,
spinach.
Salt and pepper,
loads
of garlic, a little bit of cheese on top sometimes.
Oh yeah, grated cheddar on it. Lovely.
I just can't touch a bolognese anymore.
Wholemeal spaghetti as well. My mum brought me up on wholemeal pasta.
Okay.
Meant to be better for you. So I've always been fine with it.
Yeah. Quite stodgy though, isn't it?
Mm. But I believe if you saw photos of me as a kid, I looked like a stodgy boy. I remember a teacher,
a wholemeal pasta boy,
primary school, describing me as looking well fed. I said, oh yes, you look very well fed. I was like, what?
You say that about like dogs, don't you?
Yeah, but you're like,
you say
you're
about
like
humans.
Life's hard enough, sir. Do you know what I mean? I'm in a city comp. I don't need like bullied by the teachers. What is going on? But that was life in the 1980s.
Yeah, very different world.
It's tough, man. Well fed, that could be one of the insults.
Yeah.
We're adding it to the list. Thank you so much for downloading this. Chris, thank you so much for being on.
Cheers, 40.
See you soon. Oh, leave us a 5-star written review, please. Bye.
Bye.